The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. And good morning.
Good morning.
And it is a great morning. It's beautiful outside.
It is.
So no matter when you're listening to this right now, we're recording it, and it is July, and it's been beautiful.
Cats love it.
Yeah, because it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really good, good weather, beautiful sunny days, perfect lake days. The lake is nice and not ice cold.
They're talking about rain this afternoon, though.
That's okay.
And yeah, that they're going to water my flowers for me.
That's going to be good. Too bad we can't schedule it ourselves how we want the weather to go.
I know.
Yeah.
It's really in the morning.
It's really funny. What if we were able to do that and you wanted snow and I didn't? How do you do that?
We'd get sleep.
Yeah, probably. So I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are Stuff. And we're here every Thursday morning at 8:30 in the morning is when you hear us. This is pre-recorded, WTBR, 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
88.1 WSBR from Lee.
From Lee. And speaking of Lee, they're filming a movie in Lee right now.
Really?
I don't know anything about it other than that.
Huh.
There you go. I was watching a movie a few weeks back, and it was I was on a plane, and I had put it on my Mark's Kindle, and I'm watching this movie, and all of a sudden, I see Lee Town Hall, and I stopped it and rewound it, and it's Lee Town Hall, and Lucky Nails was right next door, and I saw the sign, and then I see it again, and I see them in the courthouse. Now, I don't know if the interior of the courthouse was actually from Town Hall in Lee, but then I'm noticing other places that I recognize, like the park.
That's pretty cool.
And I looked it up, and this film was filmed in Berkshire County. They used Lee, Pittsfield, Lenox, Great Barrington, Stockbridge. They just used little places like that.
You call them little places?
Yeah, those towns to me are so quaint New England-y, not Pittsfield, but quaint New England. You know, you drive off the turnpike into Lee, and that's New England right there.
Yeah.
And I know there have been several movies that they've used places in Lee. Meryl Streep was in a movie, and they used part of Lenox and part of Lee. Yeah, don't you think they're small?
No. Because I'm living in the country.
You live in Cummington. Yeah.
Cummington is small.
It's small. And what's the village there or the Plainfield?
Plainfield, yeah.
I always thought Plainfield was cool.
Yeah.
Because I'd drive by it
and you could see. Maybe about 200 people.
Yeah. You could see the school. You could see the steeple of the church.
Yeah.
You could see, and I drove through it once and it's just, it would be, everybody would know each other. And sit on their porches and have a little town supper on Saturday at the town hall.
True.
I love all of that.
I used to live in Plainfield for 30 years.
Did you? I bet you lived there when I drove through.
Probably.
How did you like it?
I didn't like the house, but I liked the neighborhood.
And did you know everybody?
No, but I knew quite a few.
Yeah. And did they have things like that? Little things? They put a poster up and say, hey, we're having a thing at town hall or at a church or at the school.
Oh, for sure.
I like that.
They're still doing it in Cummington.
It's like living inside of a Hallmark movie.
Okay.
Yeah, Hallmark movies, the most predictable movies on the planet.
So what kind of quote have you got today?
I have a quote from Lady Gaga. And it's for women.
Okay.
I thought it was kind of cool. Some women choose to follow men, and some choose to follow their dreams. If you're wondering which way to go, remember that your career will never wake up and tell you that it doesn't love you anymore. I know. True.
Which one do I want?
Sad, but true. Well, I wouldn't want the one that's going to wake up. Well, you don't know if he's going to wake up and say that, right?
So it's a gamble. As long as you know he's going to wake up.
Yes, that's true. Just have him wake up. You're right. Just wake up. All right, my dear, you have riddles or something like it?
I have a riddle. I have three of them.
Okay.
Maybe four, if I'm not looking at it right.
Okay.
You're in a dark room with a candle, a wood stove, and a gas lamp. You have only one match. So what do you light first?
Oh, I know it. Where can I write this down? I'm running out of space. Okay.
Number two. Three different doctors said that Paul is their brother, yet Paul claims he has no brothers. Who is lying?
Who is lying?
Yeah.
Three doctors say that Paul is their brother.
Yet Paul claims he has no brothers.
Oh. Okay, I just found out who's lying. Okay.
And the last one is, how can you physically stand behind your father while he is standing behind you?
Oh, these are good. These are good. If you're driving your car, don't get so preoccupied that you're not paying attention. The last one is a tough one for me.
It is, and you're going to go, oh, groan when you find out.
Am I?
Yeah.
I love these. These are great. All right, so I have a lot of different things left over from things that I had talked about, and then we run out of time.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any announcement that you need to make? Is there anything that we need to say?
Not that I know of.
What shall we say? I saw the Minions movie. It was really cute. I forgot the name of it.
Is it the fourth or something like that?
Probably. They're so cute. They're just so cute.
They are cute.
And every once in a while, my granddaughter and I would hear, we heard lasagna. You know how they talk garbly?
Yeah.
But then a word will pop out. And then they did, so in my family, we say, Madonna mia, chi sta qua fa mi si bas. It's Italian. So we heard, chi sta qua. And my granddaughter, luckily, she's heard me say that sentence because that's the only thing I know in Italian is that one thing. And she's like, oh, Mima, did you hear that? Chi sta qua? And then we heard, you heard taco. And it's really fun to pay attention and try to hear little words that are blended into the nonsense.
I love them, but the only problem was that Greg thought I loved them too much, and he kept buying me stuff with them.
Oh, did he?
It was like, after a while, it was like, dear. So, I'm not 14.
So do you still have those things?
Not all of them.
Oh, just some. My sister, a long time ago, I don't know if she mentioned it or she had a pair of salt and pepper shakers that she loved, and that happened to her. It got out in the family, and everybody started buying Patty salt and pepper shakers. And she's a doll. She displayed them.
What are you going to do?
What am I going to do?
What else can you do?
You just go with it. You go with it. You just go.
Yeah.
I believe that some people may have maybe plastic bins. And in this bin, Uncle Charlie's gifts are there that they bought you for your house. And in this bin, it's your best friend, Cora, who bought you this stuff. And you don't want to display it. But when they're coming over, you go down in your basement and you find that person's bin. And you get the stuff out that they gave you. And you run back upstairs and you put it around your house. So when they come to visit, they say, oh, I gave you that. I'm so glad that you like You like it. I don't do that, but I'll bet there are people that do that.
I'm bet there are. I don't do that either. Yeah. If it's there, it's there. It's yeah. not so.
Yeah.
Or...
yeah. It is. It's kind of tough when you really don't want the thing to hang on your wall. And you don't know what to do because maybe that person comes over all the time.
If you were to collect something, what would you collect?
What would I? Money. I would collect money. I would collect the higher bills. Yes. What would I collect? What would I collect? Money. What would you collect?
Owls.
Owls?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I have a passion for owls.
She has a passion for owls.
My son had a candle shaped as an owl, and he brought it home from school, and he wanted to light it, and I wouldn't let him. So we got into an argument over it, and I said, all right, I'll pay you a dollar.
You bought it?
I bought it. And now, from there...
do you still have it?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my gosh. See, that's nice.
That's been 20-some-odd years.
I like that. You put that on your shelf or you put it somewhere.
Yep.
Do you know, speaking of candles, that if you have a power outage and you don't have any candles, you can light crayons?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. They don't last very long, but
no.
Still.
Because the...
half an hour, maybe.
Half an hour? Well, if you've got a box of 36, Crayola, they still have them, right?
Yeah.
Crayola, yo. All right, so I have a bunch of stuff. It's just stuff.
Okay.
You have a unique tongue print, just like your fingerprint. It doesn't look like your fingerprint, but it's uniquely yours.
So how would you take a thumbprint at the police station or something?
I have no idea. Food coloring, maybe?
Bleh.
Ugh. Yeah, tongue print. Ew. Almost okay. Makes you want to try it.
No.
Okay.
I have quite a few one-liners. Some of them are funny.
Oh, some of them are? Wait, you know what I have to get. Wait. Okay, go.
Where do they get the seeds to plant seedless watermelons?
Is there an answer?
No, unfortunately.
Oh. What can I tell you? It's just there. It's just... Okay, go do another one.
Took my dog to a bonfire, and as he sat there staring at it blankly, I realized he loved sticks. I was burning a giant pile of his toys.
Oh.
That's a sad one.
Oh. I was watching an Alfred Hitchcock thing. You know, the hour, Alfred Hitchcock hour.
Yeah.
I had it on in my kitchen this morning. I'm just addicted. And it was Dick Van Dyke who was playing the main character and this fiance. And Dick Van Dyke had an uncle who was very, very wealthy, and he died. And Dick Van Dyke was the only heir, the only relative.
Wow.
But the rich, rich uncle gave it away to other people and then gave his house, his butler, all the rest of the money, $87,000 back then. That was a lot.
Sure.
To the dog. So the butler was also being taken care of. The money was going to go for the dog's care, food, the housing. So it's this huge mansion, taking the dog anywhere you wanted to go, blah, 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 blah. So Dick Van Dyke is freaking out because, oh, my gosh, I don't get
nothing.
Anything. He gets a dollar. That's what he got, a dollar. So the fiance, who's money hungry, hires this guy to kill the dog because
oh
the
gosh.
Will says if the dog dies... Dick Van Dyke gets it all. So she's before she marries him, she wants the dog dead as a doornail. So she hires this guy. So the guy comes and pretends that he's an uncle of the girl, and he stays at the house with everybody, and they're lying, saying he's a relative. So he meets the dog, and he doesn't like dogs. but he ends up really liking the dog.
Oh, no.
So he thinks about all these ways to kill the dog, but the dog is really sweet, and he can't do it. So he goes out in a boat, and he thinks, all right, I'm finally going to do it. I'm going out in the boat, and I'm going to drown the dog. So he goes out in the boat. Well, what happens is the boat gets a leak. The guy can't swim. The dog saves the guy, the guy who's supposed to kill him. So the guy goes back to the house, and the girl says, did you do it? Did you do it? And he said, are you kidding me? This dog saved my life. This is a wonderful dog. I'm not going to kill this dog. And Dick Van Dyke heard the conversation, and guess what happened?
He divorced the woman.
Break up. Yep.
Gone
she was. And everyone lived in the house happily ever after. Even the dog.
What about the guy?
I don't know about the guy, but the butler and Dick Van Dyke and the dog enjoyed life, and the girl was gone. Beep. That's it. End of story. That's like Alfred Hitchcock in 60 seconds.
You heard it here first.
That's right. You don't have to watch it now.
I think this generation will have to go into separate rooms and text each other to work out their problems.
I know. It's so true.
See, that's not funny, but it's true.
It's true. How often do we see four kids at Dunkin' Donuts having a drink and a donut? And they're all on their phones.
Yep.
Bone density.
Phone density.
Bone.
Oh, bone. Okay.
Bone density. Human teeth. Do you think human teeth are stronger or shark's teeth are stronger? Whose teeth are stronger, sharks or humans?
I would say sharks.
They're the same.
Oh.
How about that?
Huh.
Yeah. That'll keep you up at night. I don't know why.
But hey, just the same, yes.
Just the same. That's right. Just the same.
When wearing a bikini, women reveal 90% of their body. Men are so polite, they only look at the covered parts.
Such a sweet thing, those guys. So sweet. So, your heart rate and music.
Yes.
Your heartbeat changes and mimics the music you're listening to.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay. It could put me to sleep or it could put me in a dance.
I guess.
Okay.
I guess you would listen to music and then take your pulse and see if it changes.
That's an idea. That's an idea.
Or hook yourself up to an EKG and
like
see.
Everybody's going to do that.
I know. Or if you're in the if you have to go to the ER and they put you up to a heart monitor and you see the little blink, 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 you know, the little screen.
Yeah.
Play some music and watch the screen and see if it changes. You could even go to the emergency room and say, oh, I'm so sick. I'm so sick. And they take you in and you're not really sick. You just want to try this.
I think they can see through that.
You think?
Yeah. Especially if you're heavy.
Oh. What?
Forget I said that. That makes no sense at all.
No, it doesn't, but that's okay. Because that's what we do.
Don't make no sense.
No, don't make no sense.
Okay.
Okay.
If you glue a dead wasp to your palm, you can smack your boss on the back of the head as hard as you want and act like you saved him.
That's hysterical. That's hysterical. You're just doing so many good things here. You're creative, which is good. You're brave enough to put a dead wasp. You have to find a dead wasp.
Yes.
You're helping your boss, but you're getting the satisfaction of whacking. Hey, we can do this with husbands. We can do this with boyfriends. We can do this with sisters. Ah, sisters. We both have sisters.
Yes, oh yes.
That's great. I love that. All right, your small intestine. How long do you think your small intestine is if you stretched it out and measured it?
Three times around the moon.
Your small intestine? Really? It's 20 feet. Oh, my gosh.
Every time you hear these kind of things, they sound like they could be way out in the...
I know. Like, you'll be shocked.
Yeah.
Three times around. You're killing me. Okay. I'm going to listen to this show.
Wi-Fi went down during family dinner tonight. One kid started talking, and I didn't know who he was.
My Alexa device?
Yes.
They changed the voice. I can't stand it. Alexa has the voice. She has the voice that I listen to if I ask for the weather or whatever.
Sure.
And now it's different. And you can choose other voices. You can have a man. You can have a woman. You can have somebody with an accent. But they're weird. So I keep saying to her, Alexa, your voice is just really weird. And she says, I understand that you're very disappointed with the sound of my voice today. We'll try to take care of that. Many other people are complaining about the voice today. And the voice is very and inconsistent. Yeah. Can you hear it? Can you hear it? It's inconsistent. It's driving me crazy.
I used to have the Alexa, and I used to love using it for dancing or for music and then for almost anything. And then it stopped working, and I haven't had one since.
Well, you need to call me. I've got Mark. Mark will come and hook up another one for you.
I'll have to think about that.
He's the go-to guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes all I need to do is just say something, and in a couple of days, it happened yesterday. We got we have the Ring doorbell and the Ring camera and the light.
Yeah, yeah.
And he got another one, and because I had said something and something happened in our neighborhood, and bing, there it is.
Cool.
Yeah, I wish it was like that with, like, gifts.
That's okay, Mark. You're a hero.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. Sneezes. Do you know how fast they can... I'm afraid to ask you. Do you know how fast a sneeze goes? Let's see. Sneeze speed. Sneezes can travel up to blank miles per hour. Well, that's halfway close. 100+.
Okay.
That's crazy.
That's why you don't want to have anybody next to you when they're doing it.
Really? You can blow your teeth right out of your mouth. Can you imagine? Remember the little video of the older woman blowing the candles out on her cake? I think she was 100 or something, and she blew the candles out, and she blew her teeth right out onto the cake.
Oh, I saw that. And
yeah, that's years old. Okay.
When you have two choices and you take one away, you have zero choices.
If you have two choices and you take... Oh, that's true.
You take one away.
You don't have a choice anymore.
No.
You have what's left.
Yep.
I feel so smart. Yeah, well, no. Whatever makes me happy.
This would make you happy.
Okay.
In 20 years, I bet there's going to be a college course called Eye Contact.
Oh. How to do it.
Yeah.
How to do it. Yeah. Oh. That's creepy. How to communicate. Maybe they'll teach that in school. How to communicate verbally. I wonder if couples have fights just texting each other and don't actually fight.
Well, we used to text each other in being in the same house, but I didn't want to go into his room and he didn't want to come into mine, so.
But were you fighting?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, there. You were saying things like, where's the blank?
Yeah.
Or, hey, do you remember blah, blah, blah?
Did you get the mail?
Yes. Did you get the mail? Did you feed the dog? What do you want to have for dinner tonight? It's true. It happens. I do it with Mark, too. If he's down in his office, I'll text him down there or call him on the phone. Stupid. Just the world is so different.
Okay.
So your stomach acid, your heartburn stomach acid.
Yes.
Do you know that the acid in your stomach is strong enough to dissolve razor blades?
And it's in your stomach?
Well, you'd have to swallow the razor blade, or they'd have to pump it out of your stomach and put it in a petri dish with a razor blade and let it sit.
Well, I'm thinking if it's in your stomach, it's eating your stomach, isn't it?
Yeah. I think that's the problem.
Oh.
Stomach acid is not good. Yeah.
How do you avoid stomach acid?
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Now, if you know what I just sung, email us at
gmail.com.
No.
Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. What is it? What is the jingle?
Something I use all the time.
Uh-huh. All right. Haven't heard that in a long time. Just a little shout out right now. We have, we do our Kleenex box count of the day.
I don't see any
and
right here.
We are down
one,
to,
two.
I think there's three above your head.
So there's five.
I think there's five in here, and we're down to a low.
Yeah.
We're down to a low. I think at one point we had either 9 or 11.
We had one for everyone.
We had one for everyone. I still don't know why they're there. We should ask.
It's like you put it down and you walk away and you forget that you'd put it down and you go get another one.
But it's funny, they're all next to each other.
Yeah.
They're just next to each other.
So I didn't say you were very bright.
And none of them match. The boxes, they're all different. They're all different.
Okay.
Isn't that interesting?
I'll take one home with
me.
The
interesting thing about Pittsfield Community Television, Kleenex. Bacteria. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
So if we could get rid of all the bacteria...
That would be a bad thing.
In our bodies, living on and in your body, you'd lose 4 pounds.
4 pounds?
4 pounds. You'd think that the stomach acid would kill the bacteria.
Jeez, I guess.
4 pounds of bacteria.
Oh, that would put me under my goal.
Oh, I know. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a little while. Yeah. But some of it you need.
True. True. It's not counting that.
Yesterday, I fell down from a 10-meter ladder. Thank God I was on the third step.
Oh, I'm so glad we have people in the studio. You cannot tickle yourself.
Now, somebody said that you can't be tickled if somebody tells you they're going to tickle you.
Well, that you're right in line with what I'm going to say.
Oh, okay.
You've got it, but you've got another twist.
Oh, okay.
You cannot tickle yourself because your brain anticipates the touch and ignores it. So if somebody tells you... She's trying to tickle herself. Are you tickling? If someone tells you they're going to tickle you, your brain knows, and maybe that's why...
It doesn't tickle.
It doesn't tickle. You know what? I'm feeling kind of... weird. I'm feeling anxious, thinking that someone's going to tickle me. I'm feeling, anxious.
Get ready, Mark.
Yeah. Okay. We'll have to try that at home.
So why don't the enemies of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles just flip them on their backs?
There'd be no more movie. The movie would be over.
No movie, no cartoons.
Did you ever watch that?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Nah.
I never saw one.
I used to live next to the guys that made it.
Really?
Well, they used to live in the same town.
In Plainfield?
Yeah.
Really?
They had a place, yep.
And that was their writing, their...
I guess.
You know how people like that will go away somewhere quiet so they can write? They were the writers?
They were the writers.
Did you get their autograph?
No. Uh-huh. I never met them, actually.
Oh.
I just knew they were there.
Was their house weird? Did they have turtles around it or anything funky?
I didn't see it.
Okay. Outside? Was it like that outside, or was it just like regular? The outside of their home.
It was just like a regular house.
Oh, so you didn't know they were in there. I wonder what the inside looked like. Unique smell. Everyone has a unique smell. We're smelling ourselves. I don't know. I smell like coconut. I think it's from the lotion. I like coconut, a tropical smell. Except for identical twins.
They don't have the same smell?
Not according to this.
Do they have the same tongue imprint?
I don't know. Do twins have the same fingerprint?
Ooh.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
But I'll bet someone out there does know.
That's stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And thanks so much, you guys, for your emails. We love them.
Keep them coming.
This information that I'm getting, by the way, is from Penguin Books UK plus 4. So I wonder if it's for people over 4 years old.
Okay.
Okay.
With the rise of self-driving vehicles, it's only a matter of time before we get a country song where a guy's truck leaves him, too.
Have you seen them around here?
I've ridden in one.
No.
Yeah.
When?
When I went to visit my relatives in upstate New York. My brother-in-law has a Tesla, and it drives itself.
So he let go?
He let go.
And he didn't push any pedals?
Nope.
And you just went?
Yeah.
How'd you feel about that?
At first, it was like, I don't believe this is happening.
Uh-huh.
And then it was like, oh, this is pretty cool. And then it was like, well, what's the big deal?
Really?
Yeah.
So were you on a road with painted lines?
We're on all different kinds of roads.
He did it for a while?
He did it for about 2 hours.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that would just creep. Were other cars on the road?
Oh, of course.
Did he pass other cars?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It was wonderful.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It was cool.
I don't know. I have to think about that.
I mean, in the beginning, it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nobody.
It's Sam, and I didn't recognize Sam because his hair's down. I thought it was a woman.
Who's Sam?
Sam is the guy that was going to be on our show one time but couldn't make it.
Oh, Sam. Oh, yeah. You saw Sam?
He just walked in.
Oh.
It's okay.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Santrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Massachusetts. Retractable awnings, retractable screen, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at Sandrini.com. Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from UCP of Western Massachusetts, the Northern Berkshire Early Intervention Program is now accepting applications for an occupational therapist to support child development, empower families, and change futures. 2026 graduates welcome to apply. Apply today at ucpwma.org.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
I'm still cracking up about what happened before the break. I'm still laughing about it.
Okay.
I think that's so funny. All right, what are your riddles?
You're in a dark room with a candle, a wood stove, and a gas lamp. You only have one match, so what do you light first?
Okay.
Three different doctors said that Paul is their brother, yet Paul claims he has no brothers. Who's lying?
Mm-hmm.
How can you physically stand behind your father while he is standing behind you?
That one is making my brain twist. But you said I'm going to say...
Aw.
Okay.
So I know I said I was going to go all over the place, but I really like these. I'm going to keep on going. And remember, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. You let us know what that's all about.
And we'll give you a great big fat zero.
We'll say your first name on the air.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, we can do that. You'll know who you are. Nobody else will know who you are. But you will know who you are.
And we will know who you are.
And we will know who you are. We know all of you. We know every one of you.
We know where you live.
Uh-huh.
No.
There are so many creepy movies in the theaters. So many. If you just go
to
Fandango and you try to find a nice movie to go see... There are so many blood and evil and demonic and murder and torture.
I know one that you would love to go see that's perfect. It's called Sheep Detectives.
I did see Sheep Detectives.
Wasn't that wonderful?
Yes, I loved that. That was really good. I was just sad that he died.
Oops. Too, but it happens early in the film.
It does. It's not a
deal breaker.
Correct. Really good movie. We went to see Young George Washington in a theater in Albany called Spectrum.
I want to see that.
It's very, very small, old-fashioned theater. It was adorable. Let me tell you something. If you just want to go somewhere for the day and you want to see a movie and go eat, this Spectrum Theater, you walk in, it's just like the theaters we were in as kids. The little ropes are there. You walk in, there's a big snack bar. They had cake. They had four different kinds of cake from a bakery.
Cool.
They have all the candy. They have all the machines for soda, but it looks all old-fashioned. And then you go in, and they're the older chairs. You will not recline. And it's small. And the movie... Young George Washington or Young Washington?
Yeah.
It was so boring to me.
Was it really?
Mark loved it. It got excellent reviews. The people in the theater really liked it. I just couldn't get into it.
Couldn't
get into it. But... We ate at a place called the Iron Gate Restaurant.
Yeah.
It's, I think, on Washington Street. It's near this Spectrum Theater.
Okay.
We couldn't find it. We drove by it twice.
What town are you talking about?
Albany.
Okay.
We could not find it. It was in a residential neighborhood, kind of. Then we managed to find it, and there's this gate, this old, old building, made out of stone and brick, and a gate. And you go in, and there it is. It's like this hidden gem that you have to walk into the gate and kind of down a little bit. And there's this beautiful little restaurant that has a garden on the in the back where all the tables are outside. And the history starts in like 1839 when it was a school. It was the Albany Elementary School number 10.
Wow.
And then it got added on to, and there's a whole story about this building. It was fabulous. So if you ever want to take a drive out there, that's my suggestion.
How do you get Pikachu onto the bus?
What's a Pikachu? Are those the little cards? Pikachu, is that a little
card? It was a cartoon.
Is it yellow?
Yes.
Kind of robotic looking?
So if I answer this, you're not going to understand it.
No, but go ahead. Maybe something will click in.
You Pokemon.
Pokemon cards. I get it. I get it. Because Pikachu, remember kids would collect those cards? The Pokemon
yes.
cards? Isn't Pikachu on one of those cards?
Yes.
There you go. I got it.
Okay.
New skin. Guess what? You replace your entire outer layer of skin every month?
Whoa, how come I don't look any different?
I don't look any different either. It's got to be a very transparent, thin layer. Maybe that's the dry skin that we shed.
Which in this time of the year is a lot.
Oh, I shed more in the winter.
How?
My skin's dry. I do not moisturize well.
Oh, okay.
But because we go out a lot, in my yard or on the kayak, I put sunscreen on, so that's kind of like moisturizer.
Yeah.
And then I moisturize, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, we don't need to talk about my whole bathing, bathing history.
Let's see. Let's see if I got it. You have two parts of brain, left and right.
Mm-hmm.
In the left side, there's nothing right. In the right side, there's nothing left.
Oh, that's cute. That's a cute little thing. I like that.
I don't believe in it, but it's cute.
No, I don't. Well, maybe for some of us. New taste buds. Your taste buds. We talked about this before.
Yes.
They get replaced every 10 days, too.
10 days?
Yeah, 10 days. New
skin. How come I still like the same thing?
I don't know. I don't know. But I wonder where they go. If they you swallow them and they dissolve.
Hmm. T-shirt is actually short for Tyrannosaurus shirt. It's because of the small arms. I thought that was cute.
That is cute. Little Tyrannosaurus with no elbows, just little hands, little tiny hands sticking out.
They still got a rotten way.
Oh, so here's some more. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. You produce enough saliva in a lifetime to fill 2 swimming pools.
Yuck.
That's one person.
2 now, swimming pools. Is that the kid's little...
I know. Is it a kiddie blow-up pool? Or is it an Olympic-sized... I can't imagine it would be 2 Olympic-sized swimming pools with my saliva.
Depending on how much... if you have a cold or something.
Think about it. It's gross.
Ooh.
It's gross. It's gross. It's gross. Oh, here's another.
Okay.
On average, people spend about 1 whole year of their life sitting on the...
pot.
Yes.
1 whole year?
About a whole year sitting on the toilet. If you were to put all the time you spent... Now, that has to be, That has to be individual, wouldn't you say?
I would say so.
And I would say that it's probably a higher number for women.
Yes.
Wouldn't you say?
Oh, I would say so.
All right, let's move right along.
Moses was leading his people through the desert for 40 years. It seems even in biblical times, men avoided asking the way. Did Noah include termites on the ark?
Well, I don't have an answer for that. Oh, I just got it. That wouldn't have been good. Or carpenter ants. That wouldn't be good. It's a wooden ark. It's wood.
Yes.
The termites would eat it.
Yes.
And they'd sink.
Yes.
I don't think they had them unless they put them in little, maybe they were in little jars.
Maybe they were well behaved. How long was the ark out there?
Maybe it was gopher wood, so maybe they wouldn't have eaten the gopher wood. Maybe that's not a kind of wood that they like. Maybe they're vegetarians.
What is gopher wood?
It's the type of wood that God told him to make the ark out of, gopher wood.
Oh, okay.
So if the little bugs are vegetarians, they wouldn't eat gopher wood because gophers are an animal. I get it. I think it's funny.
Okay.
Do you get it?
Can I give it back?
Okay. I'm just...
A good wife always forgives her husband when she's wrong.
I love it. That's so good. That's so good. I'm going to do that, I think. Mark, don't listen to this part. Okay. How much does your brain weigh?
6 pounds.
Well, are you bragging? 3 pounds. You must be really smart.
No, I just got a lot of water.
Oh, here's part of the saliva thing. It's another part. Your mouth makes about 1 liter of saliva every day. A liter.
Then I think that the Olympic pools might come in handy.
A liter. How do they figure that out? I almost don't want to know.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Is Google a woman? Because it won't let you finish your sentence without coming up with other suggestions.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's a good question. I know some men like that. Not many.
A couple. To be happy with a man, you must understand him a lot and love him a little. To be happy with a woman, you must love her a lot and not try to understand her at all.
True. True.
True.
True. Don't try to understand us.
Because we don't try to understand ourselves.
No, because we don't care. Because we're right. we're right all the time. And when we're not right, we figure out how to be right. No, that's the man's job. They think they're right all the time. Sorry, guys. We're male bashing today, it seems.
I'm not.
Well, fine. Throw me under the bus. So, do you dream?
Yeah.
Often?
Yeah.
Do you remember them?
Sometimes.
Do you know that we forget about our dreams 90% of the time?
I believe it.
Did you ever wake up and you remember your dream and you get up and maybe you go to the bathroom or you get a coffee and then you try to remember your dream and you don't remember the dream anymore?
No, but I have a dream and I wake up and I try to get back into the dream and I can't.
I can't either. Well, I think I've done that once or twice and I really loved that I was able to do that.
Well.
I don't know what part of waking up sleep you have to be in to reconnect, but... Do you ever have a repetitive dream?
Yeah.
Do you remember what it was?
No.
I dream so many times that I can't use my phone.
Oh, I remember mine. You can't use your phone.
Yep. What's yours?
I'm always late for something. I can't seem to get ready in time.
And that's repetitive.
Repetitive.
I wonder what that means.
It's the truth.
I'm always in danger or trying to get help, and I have my phone, and it won't dial, or I can't get through, or the buttons don't work. Never. So see, we'd like to know if you have a repetitive dream like Bev and I have.
Yeah.
Email us
at stuffingforus@gmail.com, and we will thank you.
Yeah, and we'll talk about it. We won't talk about you, but we'll just say, you know, hey, we had 12 people that said the same thing. You know, they're running and running and running and not getting anywhere in a dream.
That's pretty normal.
Yeah. How about black and white or color?
Both.
See, and I don't know. I don't remember if I dream in black and white or color at all. I don't remember at all.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Crazy, huh? Mm. All right.
A bus station is where a bus stops. A train station is where a train stops. On my desk, I have a workstation.
Oh, you should stop. Some scientists believe that right-handed people live about 9 years longer than people who are left-handed, though there could be a lot of other factors at play in determining someone's lifespan. Yeah, like
duh.
Yeah, like health, habits, chance.
What if you're ambidextrous?
Oh, cancels it out.
Yeah.
Then you live as long as you're supposed to. I don't know where that came from. I'm crossing that one out. I don't like it.
People who write you, the letter U, instead of the word you, what do you do with all the time you save? Told my wife I wanted our kids every other weekend, and she reminded me that we're married and live together, so I have to see them every day.
That's good. That's very good. There's a comedian that I've heard when I'm in my car. His name is John Crist. C-R-I-S as in Sam, T. John Crist.
Yeah.
If anybody likes to listen to comedy, this guy's a riot.
Cool.
John Crist. All right. When you blush, your stomach turns red along with your face. How do they know that?
What do they stick a camera down there or something?
And who cares? Why do we need to know these kinds of things? Does it matter?
I don't know. Sometimes the best helping hand you can give is a good firm push. I like that. Because it talks about me.
Does it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because if I have to do something and it's like, I don't want to do it, I got to think about it for 3 days. And it's like, no, just do it.
You need the push.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like pushing somebody. Like you're mad and you push.
Well, you don't have to be mad.
No, you don't. Thank you. Thank you.
Da 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 da.
Human bones are 5 times stronger than steel?
Yeah, I've heard that. I can't quite believe it.
I can't either. You can break your bone falling off a bike, but you can't break steel falling off a bike. I don't really get that one.
Nope.
Yep. That one would have to be explained by a professional.
So apparently RSVPing back to a wedding invite maybe next time isn't the correct response.
What?
So apparently RSVPing back to a wedding invite maybe next time isn't the correct response.
Oh, maybe. Oh.
Maybe next time. I love it.
Well, you know that does happen.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
All right. You said you know all of the answers.
I know two of the answers, I believe.
Okay. You're in a dark room with a candle, a wood stove, and a gas lamp. You only have one match, so what do you light first?
The match.
Ta-da!
Woo!
Three different doctors said that Paul is their brother, yet Paul claims he has no brothers. Who is lying?
The sisters.
Okay. That's too easy for you. How can you physically stand behind your father while he is standing behind you?
I don't know that one.
Doesn't get you, huh?
No.
You stand back to back.
Oh, brother.
See? You did it. Yes.
Brother.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, that's good. Those are good. I love the riddles. They're good. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. See you next time. And if you're laying in bed and you're listening to our show and you like the tone of our voices, I just want to say good night.
The views and opinions on this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.